myself and Pastor Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries, where we're renewing, restoring, and refreshing people with the Word of God. We're just so excited to be on. And you're looking at me and it's like, Tanya, what do you have on? Well, many of you know, if I can get this together, I got up and had to use the bathroom. Transparency moment. What?
Nothing.
I went to the bathroom. And so I had it on decently. At any rate, I am here. So we're excited about all of the new, we're excited about all of the transition that are getting ready, that are happening in our life. And so if you're looking at me and it's like, Pastor Tanya, why the heck do you have on your graduation robe and your hat and the little tassel thing? Well, for many of you know, my journey is coming to an end. God has favored me because of obedience. I am getting ready to start a new beginning in my life that I am will be a graduate with a Master of Social Work degree with a clinical emphasis from the New Mexico Highlands. I'm like, where am I graduating from? New Mexico Highlands University. Wow. I graduate this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Rio Rancho. I'll put it in the chat. Rio Rancho something.
Oh, my God.
I'm just excited. Good morning. Leave her alone. You hear it? Thank you.
Who said that?
Minister Elder Michelle Goodwin, who is going to be ministering today at Emmanuel. What's the name of the church?
Emmanuel
Church. And so I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to make it. Cause I have an event that I have to go to for a mentoring program that I'm a part of, but I'm just so excited for her and what God is doing. But yeah, so today I thought, you know what, I'm going to go on with my regalia. That's how you say it. My graduation regalia.
Yes.
Regalia. And so I am super excited. I actually had I can't open it up, but whatever. I'm just excited. If I can just finish a word. let's see, New Mexico Highlands. I am excited because again, this marks the what 3 years ago?
Something like that.
I started this journey and oh my gosh, I'm about complete. I'm excited because I have completed a journey that I know was ordained by God. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm excited to say I have like almost a 4.0 average, you know, and that's nobody but God.
Yeah. I might have them go back and check the grading on this.
that is nobody but God. So yes, I will be graduating on this Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. at Rio Rancho Event Center, 3001 Civic Circle, Northeast Rio Rancho 87144. I am absolutely, and it is open. There is plenty of seating. So I invite you. I did an online invitation. I did not purchase the snail mail. I just did an online one. And for some reason, I can't get it open, but I will get it open and I will post it in the link and I'm going to send it to all those. And you're more than welcome. I apologize for the late notice, but I'm just trying to get these papers done and be done with this. But this signifies the goodness of God. I mean, I am going to have a master's of social work. It says Rio Rancho. I'm going to put the link in. So it's the Rio Rancho Albuquerque campus, but it says Rio Rancho Events Center. That's a location, 3001 Civic Circle, Northeast Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144. I will send you, Elder Michelle, I'll send you all the information on your phone. But I'm putting it in, actually. But again, this is such a blessing, because who knew, right? Who knew? I had no idea I was supposed to go back to school until I knew. And I walked out obedience, and I'm looking at the little banner here. It says, this is the year, this is the year, our season of favor, the greater, and the obedience to new beginnings.
That's right.
You want to expound on that?
Well, sure. And I mean, you know, we have to understand that when the Lord does something, he says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And when you understand that when God created everything, he created it by speaking the word, that, you know, the Bible says that the seed is the word of God. So, you know, 5784, you know, which was during God's Hebrew calendar time of the Feast of Tabernacles, okay, was he spoke that this would be your season of favor and the greater. But then he spoke in 2024 that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. See, new beginnings doesn't always mean that, you know, something bad. New beginnings mean that you finished one task and now God is giving you the next door of opportunity. Because the Bible says from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And this is a life. The life we live should bring glory to God. And when we obey the voice of God, it should reap a harvest. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. God's principle, God's kingdom principle works in every area of our life. So, you know, it's just like starting a job and, you know, you have to go on probation. And, you know, after probation, you know, you are a permanent employee. And then you can go into different levels of elevations, or you know, when you start a business, okay, you know, when you start a business, you know, you go through the process of doing a business plan and writing a vision and doing all these things. And the Bible says, in the end, the vision shall speak. This is the end of the vision. Okay.
That's
okay.
Good.
Come on now. See, this is the end of the vision. Now, the key of where we are right now is we just got done celebrating the Feast of Passover. And the significance of the Feast of Passover is God says that he would give you the beginning and the end at the same time in the first month. So this is going to be a season of beginnings and endings all at the same time. And you're going to be reaping a harvest. Oh, I know I'm prophetically speaking to someone right now. When you understand that this season right now, see, y'all in trouble because, whoo, I had a chance to get some sleep. Boy, y'all in trouble today. Why? Because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
And even as Prophet Tanya, about to be graduate, gets ready to pray, understand this. This is going to be a time and season. Listen to what the prophet is saying right now. This is going to be a time and season of prophetic words coming to pass in your life. Our glory, there's going to be some prophetic words that you've been waiting. Some things you've been waiting for a little bit. Some things God just going to speak to you prophetically, and they're going to happen as you're thinking them. You're just going to, doorbells going to start ringing, and mailmen and UPS and DHL and FedEx people going to start knocking on and ringing the doorbell, bringing things that while you're even thinking about them, because God says, because of your obedience, he says, the willing and obedient shall eat the fat of the land. And amen. I'm glad that she's finishing. Amen. Because if you go back and remember when you were beginning, was that time that you had that health episode, and we had to do all that and get you up in the, and you had to go through surgery and had to do all those things. Yeah. And see, and what the devil tries to do is he tries to get you to stop and quit at the beginning. But the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, oh my yeah. God, you shall reap if you faint not. So this is why the word says that the that is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to he that endures to the end.
Wow.
See, it's not given to the swift nor to the strong. This is not a 50-yard dash. You're living a life of a marathon, and God is saying you will reap in the end if you don't faint. Come
on, prophet. And that marathon takes that D word, discipline.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
The D word, discipline. I believe in this season that as you are disciplined, mm-hmm. and again, remember we talked about what that definition of discipline is. It's the consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, financial, in order to achieve a certain goal.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And so many of us are wanting all of these things that God says we can have in our life. But because we lack the discipline, those things are not manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And so we have to. So even in that scripture, do you know where that scripture is?
Which one?
That the script.
Sure, I can find it. That's what technology is for.
Yeah, we need to look that up because, again, the blessings of God are not given to those that lack discipline, I believe. I believe that, you know, and we're, some of us are sitting on the sideline trying to figure out, well, how come things are not happening for my life? Have you really gave it, what do they say, the old college effort? Whatever. Have you really disciplined yourself? Do you see yourself completing that thing? Right? See, I saw myself completing this degree. I saw myself. Ecclesiastics chapter 9, verse 11.
Ooh. What? Oh, that's another one. That was a good one. What did you say, Ecclesiastes chapter 9?
Well, that's what Michelle put in the...
Let's see. Let's see what the elder got going on over here. Go that way. Yes. Very good, elder. Very good. Thank you, Miss Michelle, elder, getting ready to preach the word. Go forth in that prophetic voice that yes. God has given you. We declare and decree that you shall hear the voice of the Lord. And if he changes what you thought you was going to speak, it's all right, because it'll be for such a time as this, saith God. Ah, glory. Yes, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Good morning, Doug. It says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong.
Wow.
Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all.
Wow.
That was good.
But you're looking for another one, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong. Neither is the bread to the wise, nor riches to those of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of ability, but time and chance overtake them all. What? Let's ask our, because we're not moving on until we get the, because that was really good, but that's not the one you were looking for, right?
Right. And you know, maybe it might be a different version.
What is the scripture that talks about the race is not given, what is it, to the swift?
Endure to the end.
But to those that endure to the end. Let's see what our IA assistant says. Why is it under that? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
it says,
Yep, so that's the one.
That's the one. I thought it was something different too, though.
Yeah, yeah, and it might be a different version. That's okay, but the race is not given to us with the song, but to he that endureth to the end.
Yeah, that's the scripture.
Yeah, so we're just, but yeah, so Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
So my AI assistant pulls up what Elder Michelle says, and then it kind of gives a little blurb. It says, this verse is often cited to emphasize that success or victory in life does not always belong to those who are the fastest or the strongest. Get this. But often to those who persist, demonstrating endurance and resilience over time. The idea is echoed in the Christian teachings found in Matthew chapter 24, 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Highlighting the spiritual importance of perseverance. That was Matthew 24. So that goes right along.
Yes.
So we are looking, I mean, we haven't even gotten in. So we're looking at Ecclesiastic chapter 9, verse 11.
But you got to read the next verse too. Because it says,
so Matthew chapter 13, Matthew 24, verse 13
and 14.
And 14.
And it says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Mm-hmm. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So we have to understand that, and let's just say it like this. Everybody's trying to get to heaven, but we ain't doing all the work to get us there.
Yeah.
Okay? Until this kingdom is preached. He didn't say until the pastors preach this word unto everybody. He says until this word is preached all around the world, unto all nations, then the end, or the closing of this door and the beginning of the new heaven and the new earth. Because the Bible says in Revelation, and I saw a new heaven and new earth descending from God, ascending from the heavens. So what we have to understand as we get ready, as Tiny gets ready to pray, and we understand, first of all, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you with the Word of God. See, we already done started, and Michelle done started something this morning.
Yes, she has.
But it's about getting to the finish line, you know, and it's something because my kids just had their spring concert Thursday night. And that was something that I was sharing with the parents, because one of the students, she got real anxious, and, you know, it seemed like she was going to have a anxiety or a panic attack. And I said, no, you're not. And I sat down right next to her and I said, I'm going to sit right here until you're finished, and we are all going to help you get through it. Why?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Because it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Okay. You have to finish what you start. And that's what Dale says all the time. Yeah. Prophet Dale, who just got his doctorate degree in GCU. Amen. Shout out to Dr. Bryant. Dr. Bryant. Amen. So listen, why don't you pray? Let's get started. And, you know, we already done started. And we got Brother Doug. Share the video. Okay. Because we're going to be sharing some things that I believe is going to activate where we are in the kingdom. Good morning, Corey. Where we are in the kingdom and what God is doing in the earth and with you right now. I believe that prophetically that God is going to speak some things today that's going to jumpstart and activate some things that maybe have been dormant, because sometimes the Bible says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Yeah. God wants to heal some hearts today. He wants to restart. He wants to jumpstart some of your batteries that seem like that ain't nothing happening. But God said, no, to everything that's the time and season. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we just come before you in the precious name of Jesus. First of all, just giving you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we say that we have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do it, and to have the good that we desire, to have the God that we desire. Mm-hmm. Father, even as your word says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you.
Yeah.
And the light of God's favor will shine upon your way. Father, even as I was talking about in prayer last night, Father God, that we have to make that decision. And once we make that decision, Lord God, you will cause your favor. Lord, those that are, you know, you said that you bless, you reward those who are diligent. And so even in this season, as we are, Lord God, walking out our favor, as we are walking out the obedience of God, mm-hmm. Lord on, God, please. As we, the obedience of God to do what you told us to do what you've created us to do the very thing that you purposed us to do. And because we are diligent, because we are disciplined, Lord, you are rewarding, you are shining your favor upon our ways. God, we love you. Yes. And so we thank you, Lord God, yes, right now,
yes, yes,
right
yes.
here and right now, we are defining and yes. declaring God in us as our answer right now. We're defining and declaring God in us as our all, as our completeness. We are completeness. We are defining and declaring God in us as health happiness. We're defining God and declaring God in us as love. The love of God in our heart brings us together with all the right people for every right purpose. Father, we're defining and declaring God in us as our success and our prosperity. Our life is running over with success and prosperity. We thank you, God in us. Father, we thank you right now that we program our life for all the good that we desire. God in us is our health. We reject all appearances of sickness and disease. We program our life for success and prosperity, knowing that our destiny depends upon how we program our mind. We consciously program our mind for health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I want you to repeat that after me again. We consciously
program
our mind
for health,
happiness,
love,
success,
prosperity,
and infinite money. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we program our mind for all the good that God is. Thank you, God, in me. Right here and right now, we open our mind to all the great possibilities that are within us. Through the presence of God in us, all things are possible. The mind of God in us gives us great ideas, which make us prosper and make us successful. The mind of God in us is always giving us new and better ideas.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord God. It's the presence of God in us.
Yes.
Through the presence of God in us,
we know
through the presence of God in us, we know it is possible to enjoy all the riches of life, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, God, in me. Thank you, God, in me. Say it. Thank you, God, in me. One more time. Thank you, God, in me. Hallelujah.
So let's understand something. It's like,
yes.
Okay, well, she keeps saying about this, you know, God within and everything. Okay, where is that in the Bible? Well, I'm glad you asked that.
Thank you,
Luke
Jesus.
Chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. It says, and when the Pharisees had demanded of him when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, neither shall they say, lo, it's here, or lo, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Thank you.
Let me say it again. The kingdom of God, verse 21, is within you. Now, here's what we have to get out of the religion and the religiosity of tradition and certain things. See, yeah. He's in the room with you right now, but he's in you. God is omniscient. David said, where can I run? Where will I go? If I go down to hell, he's still there. God is everywhere. The Bible says he's omniscient. He's everywhere at the same time. This is the difference between him and the devil. This is why the devil's under our feet. Why? Because the devil was a creation. His name was Lucifer before it was turned to Satan. Amen. But the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Someone type, it's in me, it is so. Come on now.
It's in me, it is so.
Yeah, yeah, let's type that. So now, amen. So this was a very good prefacing of what the Lord is going to share today, because you got to understand, the kingdom of God is within you. You're going to have to walk in the diligence. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means you are consistently chasing after him on a daily, hourly, minutely, secondly basis. Are those words? I don't know. Anyway, but listen, let's go to the word. Let's see what the Lord is going to be speaking about today. Like I said, we just celebrated the feast of Passover last week, and now we are in preparation. We have already started, God already started the countdown for what is called, for what Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost is fully come, they were in one place in one accord. And then the Holy Ghost came in like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. So now we are walking in the countdown.
I'm having issues.
Yeah, you are. Just leave it alone. It's
uncomfortable. I don't have it right. I need a button-down shirt.
Oh my God.
Woo, I'm preparing for Thursday as I sit in this thing.
And you're gonna make the procession leader stop everything and be like, Miss Brian, can you stop fidgeting up in your chair, please?
I'm just gonna have to get a button-down shirt or pin it. That's what I'll do.
So we are in this time and season of favor, okay, because you know we are in this season. The Bible says he has come down to deliver us. So the Father is still, listen, the Father, he has touched down. He is on the earth, as according to Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, where he said, I am come down to deliver. He says, you know, and doing these three times in the year, these Moedims, okay, understand he's here. And he's here. He has come down to they are called set times. These are appointed times when God releases his favor, his divine presence and influence on your life to prosper and be successful. So Psalms 102, verse 13, it says, you shall arise. Or I'll read verse 12 too. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise, you shall come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. Zion represents the body of Christ. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. And would you understand that this phrase set time or appointed time or the time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim. That means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. But the favor, he has purposely come down. He's beginning this time and season by pouring out his spiritual attribute, his spiritual characteristic, his spiritual power source of favor in your life. Someone type, I receive it, it is so.
I receive it, it is so.
Go ahead and type it too. Amen. So this is a time of favor, Psalms 102. Okay, so we are in this time of favor. So the Feast of Passover, he said, he He said, for 7 days, okay, you shall keep what's called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That means you get all the leaven out of your house. He used leaven, which is yeast, to represent sin. He uses physical things to teach spiritual principles, okay? So he used this, the physical yeast, okay, that's put into bread to make it rise. He said, listen, you ain't gonna have time to wait for it to go through the normal process, but just do what I'm telling you to do right now and watch what I do. So he says, for 7 days, you shall eat unleavened bread, okay? But then he says, and let's go here, and we're going to use Exodus chapter 34 today, because we are walking into, we are counting down to the second feast, okay? Exodus chapter 34. Then we're going to go to Deuteronomy. I think we're going to Deuteronomy 26, I believe, after that. Amen. So Exodus chapter 34. Okay, let's see here. And we'll use, oh man, Exodus 34 is so powerful. Oh my God, my God. Exodus 34. This is when they have left Egypt and now they have met with God at Mount Sinai. And for time's sake today, okay, and I'm going to get deep into Exodus 34 doing the daily bread this week. Let's see here. Verse 18. The Feast of Unleavened Bread shall you keep 7 days, and you shall eat unleavened bread as I commanded you in the time, in the Moedim, in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. Egypt always represents not enough. It represents debt. It represents lack, poverty. It represents shackles and being in bondage. So every time God references Egypt, he's talking about, look, I came down to deliver you out of all of your bondages. Listen, whatever has come to keep you in bondage in the past, the Lord says that when you sow your seed into these Moedim, into these appointed times, you are destroying bondages in your life. Amen. All right. Then he says in verse 22, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks of the first fruit of the wheat harvest, and in the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. Thrice in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Why? For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land when you go up to appear before the Lord 3 times in the year. So here is the time and season that you're in. You are in the time where God has come down and he said, look, I want you to meet me here at Restored Ministries International.
Yeah.
Our glory, because I have touched down and I have come. If you'll come meet me, or come on somebody, if you'll wake up at 7:30 on Sunday, if you'll wake up Mountain Standard Time, if you'll wake up at 6:45, 7 o'clock on Monday through Friday, I will meet with you. And listen, if you bring me what I tell you to bring me in your hand, he says, listen, I will cast out nations before you. He didn't just say your enemies. He said nations. I will enlarge your borders, and neither shall anyone desire your stuff when you come to appear before the Lord. Now, he said to appear before the Lord. So this is not just a Jewish feast. It's not just, no, he says, when I tell all mankind to come, those that come, they're gonna reap the harvest. Come on now. It's harvest time in your life. Okay, so let's go back to verse 22. You shall observe the Feast of Weeks. Okay, so the Feast of Weeks, it wasn't called the Feast of Pentecost until Acts chapter 2. It was the Feast of Weeks, okay, which was 7 weeks starting on the day after Passover, which represents 50 days because it's the first day. Then you've got 7 weeks after that. So the Feast of Weeks, which is called the Shavuah, okay, a period of seven, it's a period of 7 weeks, okay? So now, but then he says, of the Feast of Weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Okay. Now here's the key. Okay. This word first fruits is the bekor of God, which means the first of the crops or the first of the fruit that is ripened or that is gathered. And it also represents the wheat bread offering, which is made of the new grain offered at Pentecost. Okay. The new grain. Why? Because while they were in Egypt, they didn't eat wheat bread. They ate barley bread because they only gave the slaves barley. Okay.
God bless you, Trina. Thank you.
Amen, Sister Trina. Amen. Listen. When you understand that the time that you're in, it's a new season in your life. And the Bible says that the Father has come down to take you from anything that represents Egypt in your life and bring you into everything that represents abundance, wealth, prosperity, success, healing, divine favor and influence in your life. Someone type, I receive it. It is so.
I receive it. It is so.
Okay. So now listen, I'm just reading the word to you. Okay. This is not my opinion. I'm just doing what I'm telling you what the word says. Amen. Amen. Woo. Now listen, here's the key. Now what I want you to do, make sure that you're writing down these scriptures. We already read Psalms 102. We've just read Exodus 34. Let's go to, we're going to read this too. We're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 26, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 26, amen? Let me make sure I'm putting this in Instagram, 34, Deuteronomy 26. And we're also going to go to Genesis 26 also. Let me just put this down here, high glory. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. So over these next several weeks, because we're going to be celebrating, I might as well put it up there, amen. We're going to be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost in our first in-person service, Saturday, June 15th, amen. So listen, just understand that it's your time and season of favor in God's timetable in your life. This is going to be a season. Listen. The more you do, the more you sow seed, the more you're diligent, the more you're disciplined in this time and season, the more times and areas of new beginnings God is going to activate in your life. Listen, we are already becoming the first, what the Bible calls that the husbandman shall receive what?
The partaker.
Yes. We are already
first partakers.
We are already walking in being the first partakers of what God is telling us to share with you. Why? Because we're not a ministry that tells you to do something that we don't do first.
Absolutely.
Okay, come on now. We are doers of the word also, okay? Deuteronomy 26. I want you to check this out. Listen out. Woo, my God. Man, this is so powerful. I ain't even got time to read everything about it, but it says, now.
What verse?
I want y'all to read the whole chapter 26 because it talks about your time, season, and offering of first fruits in this time and season. And but we're going to skip through a couple. It says, and when you have come into the land, verse 1, which the Lord thy God giveth you for an inheritance. Okay, I want you to get this. Okay, where's my little banner about it? Here it is. Okay, when for an inheritance and possess it, and you dwell, you make up your little dwelling space. You shall take of the first of all of the fruit of the earth, which you shall bring of thy land that the Lord God hath given unto you, and you shall put it into a basket and go to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. Now, here's how good God is. He says, when you get to the land that I promised you for an inheritance, he says, I want you not to take out of your own pocket, but take out of the land that you walk in and just put some stuff that you received on your land in a basket and bring it to me. Oh man, this gonna hit some of y'all when y'all go home. He said, I don't even want you to take out of your own basket. I want you, when I bring you to the land, I want you to take handfuls of what's already in the land and bring it to me. This is gonna become your first fruit offering. Woo! Verse 3, and you shall give it unto the priest, our glory, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord swore unto my fathers to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and put it at the altar of the Lord thy God. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. See, so this was God showing them how they were going to harvest and prosper in the new beginning, in the new territory. Because now remember, when God created us, he says, let them have dominion. In order to have dominion, you must have land and territory. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Let's get on with this. Verse 10. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which the Lord has given me, and you shall set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God, and you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given unto you, unto your house, unto the Levite and the stranger that is with you. And when you have made an end of tithing all the tithe of thine increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, which was given to the Levite and stranger. Do you understand this? He's showing them how to walk in the power of the first fruit and the power of the harvest. See, he's showing them how to tithe and give now in the new land.
So then what you're saying is, if I get this correctly, that so here they're talking about take the first of mm-hmm. what you planted.
No, take what was in the land.
It says that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God gives you. That's what verse 2 says.
Right.
And you shall put it into a basket and go to the place where your God chooses to establish his name, his presence.
Mm-hmm.
So you take then mm-hmm. what you've been working,
mm-hmm.
what you've planted in the ground. So example, I've been studying. Mm-hmm. I've been studying.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to classes. I've been writing papers. Mm-hmm. My graduation isn't till Thursday, mm-hmm. but something in the spirit said, no, I want you to put it on today.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to worship me
mm-hmm.
in your regalia
mm-hmm.
because I want to, because he's blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is me acknowledging, look, God, this is what look what you in me created, a graduate. Because this degree is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about God blessing others with the knowledge and the things that I have. I'm going to impact people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this first. I'm acknowledging God first
mm-hmm.
before I even go through the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about what I'm saying?
Now let's understand this real crucially, okay?
Carefully, yep.
He says, when you get to the land, I want you to get a basket and fill some stuff from what's already there.
Okay.
Okay, dude. Okay. Just like you're wearing this graduation thing before you graduate.
Right.
Okay. You've already possessed the land of graduation. You've already possessed the master of what's your degree in?
Social work.
Social work. So before you get your first job, God says, put it on right now. I want you to worship me. I want you to give me praise.
Yeah.
I want you to praise me right now before you see what I'm going to do in the new land.
Wow.
Oh, come on now. I say, I want you to get this right now. I want you to take a seed from the new land before you even have a chance to designate what's going to be the wheat part and the corn part and all this other part. I want you to take from what's already there, what I already have planned for you, meet me during this time and give me what I already gave you to give me. Come on, somebody. When you understand how God does
say that, what give me what I already say it again.
Give me
what I
from what I already gave you before you got there.
And with that giving to him first, then what does he do with it?
Now, here's the key. You activate what's called the hundredfold and the thousand times greater. Mm-hmm. Okay? See, because we ain't gonna have a chance to get to all of it. But when you understand that because he said, look, I don't even want you to give me what you took from Egypt yet. I want you to take a little portion and put it into a basket from the land when you get there.
And so then when they put it in the basket, it says in verse 3, ye shall go to the priest who is in office at that time.
That's right.
And say, go ahead.
So when they bring it to the priest, they were supposed to take 2 wheat loaves, which represents abundance, and take that portion from the land, put it in the basket, give it to the priest, and then the priest would put it at the altar. Then he comes back and he waves it before the Lord for a wave and heave offering.
So God gave specific instructions.
Exactly.
To set them up for an exponential blessing.
Right.
Take the first. And it wasn't the most, it wasn't a huge portion.
No.
It was a little bit.
Just to put in the basket.
A little bit. Take a little bit of your, take the first, a little bit, just a little bit of what I gave you. Give it back to me.
Uh-huh.
Give it to my priest whom I designated.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's right.
My priest who I've designated that's taking care of the temple, right?
That's right.
Give it to them. Then they're gonna take what are they gonna do with it?
They're gonna take it and wave it before the Lord.
Yeah.
Because first they put it at the altar, which is where his presence was, and then they would go in, they would wave it and pronounce the blessing.
So why didn't he just tell them to do it themselves?
Because now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now here's the key. And we're going to have to stop here for today. When they gave it to the priest, because the priests at that time were the ones who had permission to enter into his presence behind the veil and speak to him face to face. Now, here's the key to where we are now, because now we're in a better covenant.
Right.
Because what Jesus did on the cross, now the kingdom of God is within us. Okay. So now when you give to that priest, now a part of your presence is activated with the priest as he waves it before the Lord.
Because, like a double portion.
Yes, because, because the kingdom of God is in you.
Wow.
And you are giving. You are giving the God in you, the kingdom of God that's in you. Okay, Lord, what? Give how much? Okay, give it, and then you give it to the priest. And then the priest speaks the blessing according to Ezekiel 44:30, the blessing would rest in your house.
And so then that's where, because there is a humility that mm-hmm. falls.
That's right.
You know, that's why you have to give to a worthy
mm-hmm.
priest that okay. understands this principle.
That's it. That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Wow.
See, so when we understand today, and now listen, everything that we tell you to do, we're already doing.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, everything that we tell you to give and how to tell you to give, we're already doing. Why? Because we can't tell you to do something that we don't do first.
We're not practicing it.
We have to be the first partaker first. Right. Why? Because God sets men and women of God as living examples of spiritual principles that God does in the earth.
And that is why, because I believe that there's a demonic strategy that mm-hmm. the enemy has loosed
mm-hmm.
within his realm.
That's right.
For people to not trust. Because I hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. Trust men and women of God mm-hmm. because they're not walking in the righteousness of God.
That's right.
And so because of that, people are then not following through on the actions that God has laid forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing the word. Because they've seen such abuse,
mm-hmm.
they've seen such neglect. And so that then hurts people.
That's right.
Because they're not following, because you said this is the season of favor and the greater and
new beginnings.
Obedience
to new beginnings.
Then the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient. So because the men and women of God, there are people that maybe are not living in right standing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lay people, the sheep are seeing
mm-hmm.
men and women of God not do right. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I'm not sowing money. And they're not realizing, not only are they, that's why even the church is struggling.
That's right.
The church is struggling.
That's right.
People don't want to go. They don't believe in this, almost the office of a pastor. They don't believe in that because they've seen such mm-hmm. Disdain. They've seen such behaviors mm-hmm. that are not in alignment with God.
That's
and
right.
So then God is laying out all of these wonderful processes and ways so he can bless. But because the enemy has infiltrated
mm-hmm.
and we've allowed him to infiltrate the church,
mm-hmm.
then we're not doing God's principles. Then we're not releasing the God in us.
That's right.
Because we have this mindset that all they want is my money.
That's it.
And they're not understanding that this is a principle that God has set to get you your money.
That's right.
Right?
Why? Oh, okay, so now let's just break it down. So
Did that make sense?
No. It makes sense. And here's how we're going to break it down even more. Okay. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Okay. While the earth remains, Genesis 8:22, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. You cannot reap a harvest without first sowing seed.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's a scientific principle, isn't it?
Right. And it's not only scientific, but it's got spiritual universal law in the universe.
Well, the reason I said that is forget all of the spiritual things that we see. It's just a principle. You cannot
reap a tree without first planting a seed.
You
right?
can't get an apple if you don't plant an apple seed.
That's right.
You can't, it's a point blank period.
Right.
You cannot produce a baby if there's not a seed planted in the womb, sperm and seed connected and planted in the womb of a woman.
That's right. Everything that God does, it's seed time and harvest.
Right. If we just look at it scientifically, not even looking at the Bible.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't have seed, if you don't take seed and plant it, that's why, you know, the people, you know, it's like, okay, well, where's the food, the wheat, the bread, all of that stuff? There's almost a food shortage because the ground isn't proper even to receive the seed. Okay, that's a whole nother preaching.
Listen, this is why, okay, let me just say it like this. Because, and I'm just going to talk about America.
Yeah.
Because America has gotten away from God's word of how to produce seed time and harvest with the ground, they have literally stripped the earth of God's nutrients that was already there to keep his process going. He says, for 6 years you will plant, but in the seventh year, it's a Shabbat, it's a Sabbath. Let the ground rest, and I'll make so much harvest in the 6 year, it'll last for 2 years.
So, okay? so we're not, again, we're not following certain scientific principles.
Everywhere where they took God out of America, there is a spirit of Egypt there. The spirit of not enough, the spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of debt. So this is why. This is every place where God, the seed of God was taken out, there can be no more harvest. So it's even like right now, when you prepare your seed, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all the first fruits of all things and of every oblation, that word oblation is teruma, which, and every sort of teruma shall be the priest. We just read about the priest. You shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the prophet, the priest, who has become the mouthpiece of God. No mouthpiece, no harvest.
Wow.
You have to have a priest in your life. That's what mom was trying to say.
Yeah.
When she was talking about, you got to have a rabbi. No, you got to have a priest.
Wow.
A supervising priest in your life. A prophet in your life. That he becomes the ground that you sow into, and his mouth becomes the mouth of God that speaks back into your life.
So that he may cause.
That he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. God gave them the power to use his blessing, to use his mouth, to use our mouth as his mouth, so we can speak the blessing into your home.
So does that make the priest better than the people?
No. Everybody has a job to do. The priest has to do his job. The people have to do their job. You go get the stuff and put it in the basket. Now listen, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
This is why when the fivefold doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
Ooh, okay, fivefold, what do you mean?
The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. When we don't walk in righteousness.
And okay, that's a divine government that God set up. Not man.
That's his infrastructure.
Right. Yes, that's good.
Because when Jesus said, pray like this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven has an infrastructure.
Wow.
Come on now.
Oh, wow.
Heaven has an infrastructure.
A divine infrastructure.
So Jesus said, look, I am coming to show you how to bring the infrastructure of heaven back into the earth, because that's how it was before Adam fell.
Wow.
Okay?
A divine infrastructure.
And it was the priest's job to speak the blessing. So right now, as you share your seed right now, as you sow your seed right now, look, use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the website. There's a PayPal button there. You can also go straight to PayPal and use Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. Amen. Glory. Now, this is the ministry that you're sowing into, sowing your tithe. Okay. You can also use the church, Cash App, and the Church Zelle. Okay. Now, use the New Beginning Seed, 8888 or 188.88. You can use the 2024 seed. Amen. And so the $224 or the $2,024. Amen. Okay. But now you can also do the Teruma, what we were just talking about. And I am the priest. I am the supervising priest, the supervising prophet over this ministry. You can use my Cash App at $MD Bryant and sow the seed into the hand and the mouthpiece of God so the blessing can rest in your house. Listen, it's your time and season. Do what the word says. Father, I thank you. As they sow the seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree, I speak the blessing. I speak that it'll rest and remain. And Father, they shall walk in the over exceeding abundance of God all the days of their life in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Now listen, we know you got something today. Sow your seed, reap the harvest. Don't miss, listen, don't miss next week. Don't miss the daily bread. And remember, we're going to be having our first in-person service since COVID, celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, Saturday, June 15th, because we've been blessed to be able to use Casa Del Rey Church in Albuquerque. Come visit with us in person. Come and let's praise and worship God in his presence in the place that he's chosen for such a time as this. We'll see you next time. Be blessed.